This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy New Year.
The world is welcoming in 2025 in New York City. Thousands of revelers braved heavy rain to welcome in the new year in Times Square with the big ball drop. In Brazil, a fireworks display at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro.
Es muy mágico, es una cosa increíble, wow.
Tourist Alejandro Lagareta called the celebration magical. And in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin addressed the nation, especially the families of Russian soldiers, calling them true heroes who've taken on the great military work of defending Russia. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Jimmy Carter is among the well-known people who died in 2024. The AP's Sagar Magani.
2024 saw the deaths of an ex-president, legendary athletes, and entertainers whose work lives on. From 100-year-old Jimmy Carter,
I've had a wonderful life,
to fellow Democrat Joe Lieberman.
Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
To Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
President-elect Trump says he does plan to attend the funeral of former President Carter. Funeral services honoring Jimmy Carter will be held in Georgia and Washington beginning January 4th. The families of those killed in a plane crash in South Korea visited the site this morning for the first time since the crash. Meanwhile, officials say they have now gotten data from one of the black boxes as they try to find the exact cause of the crash. Veteran TV news anchor Aaron Brown has died in Washington. He was 76. He worked for ABC and CNN. This is AP News. Police in Ohio say they've identified the killer in a cold case. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The beating death of 18-year-old Deborah Lee Miller went unsolved for 43 years. Now police say they know who the killer is. Mansfield Police Chief Jason Bauman.
The DNA evidence collected from multiple items when analyzed alongside the findings in Detective Butler's investigation establishes proof beyond a reasonable doubt that James Vaness committed the murder of Deborah Miller on April 29, 1981.
As county prosecutors were preparing a case against Vaness, he was shot dead on November 18th in a Canton area motel standoff with federal marshals and local SWAT officers on unrelated federal gun charges. Sound courtesy WEWS-TV. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.